Hey guys, it's day 30, the diary of a single, oh no, 30, ah, 30, yes, it's day 30, the diary of a single lady, and I'm extremely happy. Like, I mean, one day to go and I'm out of this, and then I have enough time to prepare for my exams. You know, lot of achievement is coming my way. Actually, I'm quarter or some minutes to 400 level. I'm just achievement is just coming. Like, I'm just happy, actually. You know, when you start something and it's looking like, wow, this is an achievement, you did it for real. And again, another achievement is 400 level is coming. And since 100 level, I've never been in a relationship. You know, my 4 years in school, I was so single, like a singlet. Amazing. Guys, today I have here with me at Kelepen. Kelepen is a writer, I think is a poet also. And then, you know, when Mimo came over today to just say hi, and I'm like, okay, let's just pick up the microphone and record. So we're going to be interviewing Caleb on how he has undoed breakfast in his life. Hello, Caleb, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you doing, Dami?
I'm okay, thank you. This is not used to talk to my
gene. Yeah, I know. It's really nice to have you here too.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So you said since your 4 years not doing it anymore.
Yes, so
how do you cope? Like, this was like studying like for school, like 4 years, like studying normal.
Like as a course, yeah. I don't know. Honestly, normally, Caleb, I'm the one meant to be interviewing you, but now you're interviewing me. I'm interviewing you and I'm taking it like so, but naturally, I feel like 100 level. I felt like 100 level. While I was writing my jam, I wrote jam twice. Okay. While I was writing my first jam and my second, some weeks after my first jam,
yeah,
till I did my second jam, I gained the admission and all that. I was in a relationship.
Okay.
I won't call it a relationship though, because it was more or less like a situationship that was getting too long and it was already pissing me off. Ask me out. Did not ask me. I've been waiting. Please, can you do this? Can you do this? But then I will not go to a man and say, oh yeah, now is the time. Come and ask me out. You get. And then I think we didn't date for a long period of time. We dated for about, our talking stage was almost for 2 years. But then we dated for about just 2 months. That's crazy. And then I started coming to school. When I resumed, from the day I resumed into this school, I think that 100 level, I was first feeling like, whoa, I'm not ready to cope with what I faced the other time.
First try.
Yes. Yeah. Then second semester, I was seeing somebody that I like, we're talking. But then, he told me I'm like a sister to him, that I'm like his younger sister. I should not even think about it, you know. 200 level, that one, I was even trying to like maintain my CGPA. I did not have time at all. 200 level was a like very hectic semesters. The two semesters were very hectic for me. And then 300 level first semester, I was really busy with God. I was like 300 level semester, I think I 200 level second semester to 300 level first semester is when I really took my relationship with God extremely serious. So I think I took God as a boyfriend because I didn't have time for any other person, even my close friends.
You know, your go-to person, right? Anything you tell God, just go.
Yes, yes. Like, if I'm going to talk to God this now, I'll be like, God, that time I was talking to Caleb, when I said that thing, you know what I meant? Like, it's actually amazing.
Yeah, right.
True. Yeah, it is. Then I think this semester, to be very honest, this semester, I should be very honest, I've seen somebody
that
I like.
That
person that we left now. but then, see, I'm taking time. I don't want to, I like it when somebody is very nice to me. When you're very nice to me, naturally, I would just like you back. but then I need to check other qualities if it really fits in.
But wait, Dami, are you not always like affected by this nice guy syndrome or anything? Every girl say that this guy is too nice, I can't date him or whatever.
No, really? No. Why wouldn't I date somebody that is very nice?
Okay, I want to have someone that was like, that you don't like guys that randomly distribute smiles. And like, this is really
why?
Cool. Like, you girls, nobody, you guys don't really know your, what most girls don't really know what they want in a relationship, right?
Yeah, true. But I'm going to say that my opinion may matter to me alone.
Okay.
And other people's opinion, it matters to them. Okay. Their opinion necessarily may not affect me.
Right.
I like somebody that is extra. I love care. Like, that's where you can even get me. Like,
spoil me.
Yes, it necessarily doesn't have to deal with money.
Right. Yeah.
For real, but just show me that you care. There's a way I'll tell you I'm not feeling well, and the way you answer me, every day I want to come and be telling you that I'm not feeling well, cause I want you to make me feel that way.
Yeah.
And again, there's a way. You answer me that even if I'm not feeling well, I'll not even tell you anything. I'll just like treat myself and get everything done myself. Yeah. And that thing is, I'm not oppressed. I've not been oppressed. You have a boyfriend, you too. I know my friends are not even making the matter easy because they will date this person today. After 3 weeks, they broke no. What?
That's crazy. Don't ask they go.
I say, so I beg this single life. He really reached to do diary. All right. He really reached. You were the one called for an interview, not me.
Okay, not okay. Me. Don't go on to a question.
Not me. So right. Explain how far, how is it going?
Yeah, everything has been going well, fine. It has been right. That's been God did all this well.
Are you single? What's all this everything? What's my business with how you're fearing me?
No, you
actually,
should.
That yeah, that's about. Just a joke.
Right. So, am I single? Ah, damn it. To be very honest. I'm single, I'm searching, and I'm in a relationship.
You're single?
Searching, a relationship.
You're single, you're searching, and you are in a relationship.
So it's the one that believes. That is the one that matters to you. So I'll just give everything. Choose for yourself.
No, you're not going to play me that way. You're not going to play that game with me. No, you're not going to do that. You don't want to do that.
No, right.
What do you mean you're single?
Okay. I'm single to people that I'm single to.
What the hell? Guys, I'm telling you, guys are amazing. So you have some set of people you are single to, then you have some set of people that you are searching.
Yes, I'm searching to them.
And you have some set of people that you are in a relationship to them.
Yes.
Why are you like that? Why are you doing that?
Yeah, the thing is that once you actually put it the real that okay that you are in relationship to everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's some people that they don't like good things.
How
should
you
get
same?
Okay, fine. You know, when you talk someone that okay, fine, I am in relationship, this person will just look for a way. See, the thing about humans is that what you don't know about, you can't spoil it.
Yeah, definitely.
Fine. So when I tell that, okay, damn you. I tell Mr. A today that I'm in relationship. Tell Mr. B I'm relationship. Tell Mr. C I'm relationship. Then maybe Mr. D will hear from Mr. C, wants to not spoil it. It's not that time that my baby will be entering your eye. So when I tell that I am single, you know, there are some people that love to be in suffering with you together. That it gives them joy. No, like
they
the
want
fact.
To always
no,
be
because when you say one person is already elevating already, wants to pull.
That's a very wrong thing. Ideology too.
I am searching for you. Okay, I'm searching. I will always compliment you.
Wait, what did you just say? You're searching for me.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm searching to some party, to some set of people.
Okay.
And my relationship. Like, there's one of my sweet friends now. I'm not going to say his name, but you know, this guy, there's no other a lady passed by unless after a kid they see this girl. To him I'm searching. Right? So he believes that okay, to him I'm searching. That I am in a search of a lady, right? He don't know that I am in a relationship.
Okay.
I tell that person who said, if they are talking about the matter now, the person will be like, kill them down this thing with Jerry, all waiting the year now. It's possible. So that is just it.
Who will look at, okay, be very sincere with me right now. I understand your whole perspective of you being single to some people, but let's be sincere right now.
Okay.
You understand when I say, are you in a relationship? Are you really in a relationship? Ah, what was all this?
that question. See that me? Okay. Relationship in what sense? First off.
Hey, listeners, hey, fans, me.
Hey,
fans, me. Hey, Bami, Okuri.
You know, we don't just say to like relationship, what say? Can be relationship with God. Can be relationship with your. With your, you know, can be relationship like with your dreams. So it's you know, you have to know it.
Are you serious?
I'm not trying to play mind game now, but we have to like get like the real question now. You know, relationship like no, that is just a fact.
So, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm very serious. Man.
You people, hey, fans,
we guys,
if I tell you that guys are somewhere, you will say, see what Caleb is saying, relationship in what sense? I'm telling you, what I'm trying to say is a kind of romantic relationship with the other gender.
Okay, it's not a relationship,
okay,
in the other gender,
yeah,
okay, fine. I can be in a relationship with you.
You in a relationship?
With other gender. I can be in a relationship with you as a relationship as my friend.
I said a romantic relationship.
Okay. Ah.
Wow.
Okay, fine. I'll say the truth now. Let's get this right. As you know, to the other gender, I can be in a relationship, romantic relationship, with other gender like that'll just be there, and I don't have any plans for you. That is just it.
Uncle Caleb.
I'm not trying to be wicked now. That's
Uncle Caleb.
What is it?
Are you in a romantic relationship with a lady right now?
Now, let me answer that question. I'm putting it like that.
This has been the most intense episode ever since
we started. Ask me that question because right now I'm really sweaty now.
Okay, let me put it this way. Are you this is how I've been asking my other guests.
Okay.
Are you single? Are you in a situationship? Are you in a relationship? You could have as well said I am not in a relationship, but then I am in a situationship.
See, the thing is that I am in a single situationship.
Oh wow. Explain that.
In the sense that you are single,
okay,
at the same time you are in a situationship.
Wow,
you don't understand.
You are in a situationship, you are definitely single.
No, this one is that you are single, you know, you are single deep down, but you are like, okay, so you know, when like let me go back again, you know, if you are like in a single situationship,
mm-hmm,
in the sense that you are single, everybody know you are single. All your friends when you are single, but deep down they run things so that you are seeing one somebody's daughter is entering your eye. That is when a single relationship. But situationship is when people are already knowing people are together and it's likely to work. You know that something that you know open your mouth and say.
Oh, I learned a new one today. Yes. There's a single
relationship.
Oh, amazing.
Yes.
So you are in a single relationship.
Yes.
How is it going?
Going well.
You like it.
It's sweet too.
You like the fact that you love somebody, but you cannot love the person loud. You cannot love the person in a loud way.
Yeah.
You can't display your affection publicly.
No, about that. You know, okay. There's public display of affection, right? That is PD, right?
Yeah.
And there's also kind of like you display your affection, train this person that you like the person, but you don't want to draw you to enter the relationship.
Yeah, definitely, but I'm still confused.
I'm confused.
Let me
buttress my points.
Okay.
The thing is that when you are the public sphere of affection, it's more like just kissing in random places. You'll be inside down for you, be kissing yourself. And somebody that
that's not where I'm going.
Okay.
I'm saying something like, you know, just walking, then okay, this evening I was talking to somebody.
Alright.
There's, I have a friend. You are like close to some extent. And then I'm always very careful now, cause see, people I'm always talking about this podcast, they'll just come and meet me. I listen to your podcast, and I'll be embarrassed.
Okay.
My God, this was the person I was talking about, and now he has listened.
Okay.
So I'll be trying to like, I'll be sweating on that spot. So I want to be very careful.
Alright.
But everybody can just, you can be in a you are saying single situationship.
Yeah.
At that point in time, something you did run now on that.
Okay.
But then people don't know about
sure,
it.
Sure, right.
As a woman,
mm-hmm.
I feel if you love me,
yeah,
and you can't display it. I'm not saying kiss me outside or anything.
Yeah.
But like we should move along, we should move outside together. People should see us together. You should be proud to like show display that affection. To me, where other people are,
yeah,
that's, to be very honest, that's what every woman wants.
Okay,
that is what every woman wants. Nobody wants to be loved in a low way. Everybody wants someone that is going to display this love
parara them.
Yes, I'm not, it doesn't necessarily have to be the real parara.
Right?
But then I want somebody that will love me, show me that you love me.
Okay.
I can be among your friends. I'm shaking everybody, and when I get to you, you hug me, because you know that yes, we are not like just friends alone. You get something like that. Like you just make me feel special, even when I'm outside, even among other people.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So do you feel naturally? Do you feel the other person? Because there's a other party now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel the other person is happy with the way the things are?
Yeah, I feel she should be happy.
Wow.
For stuff, because we genders, we have like our own kind of, should I say, speciality, right?
Okay,
there's something that actually makes we genders unique.
Okay,
women love this social, I don't use this word social validation right now,
okay,
but they love this kind of affection, right?
Yes,
but women,
that's correct.
Women, we are actually different. The way we are wired is different. Let's just do our thing. Yeah, love me, I love you, fine, let's move on, right? I feel that my own aspect of love, yeah, if you're always there for me whenever I need you, fine, there's no need of me broadcasting you everywhere. You are my woman. No, if I can feel free to like text you and midnight text you, babe, what's up, how are you, and the next 2 minutes your reply is my DM, I feel that okay. Yeah, if I can call you anytime, what's up, here are you, and all that. If I can meet up with you any random time, like, fine, with all our things, I'll just go.
You are fine with it, yeah?
I'm really fine.
But do you think the other party will be fine with that?
Okay, I feel before two people go into a relationship, they should know the kind of person they are going into a relationship with.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
ask them questions, right? You ask them what is your love language, you ask them how do you want this thing to go.
Yeah.
I feel when people start going into a relationship is when they don't ask proper questions for going into a relationship.
So
when my babe knows that I'm this kind of person that
no, it's fine. We all understand that this country is like that. So it's fine.
When my babe asked me question that, okay, you know, babe, what's up, what do you really like in relationship, or what is your like public display, okay so you guys should actually know each other like really well for going to relationship, probably like a month, two months, right? You guys should actually ask yourself deep question, not on how are you? Fine. Have you eaten? Yes, I'm eating. What's your rumor? Yes, I'm eating. Have you related? You guys should go to the extent of knowing you guys' genotypes.
Yeah.
Ask yourself like real deep question. Ask yourself real question like, babe, how do you like display your affection? How do you like communicate your displeasure? Are you the kind of person that go around breaking properties? Are you the kind of person that actually break properties when you are angry or something? Are you the kind of person that scream out loud? Are you the kind of person that would eat me if you are upset? You know,
so
let's know this little thing.
You're trying to say the other party should have like noticed that
yes.
You're not that kind of person.
Yeah.
But have you like actually sat like to discuss it? Have you had the conversation that okay, we are this way? Yeah. What do you think?
Okay, that's what I'm trying to say now, right?
Okay.
You guys actually have this kind of heart-to-heart talk, right? Who are you? What are your standards? What are your boundaries? Let me know this thing before going. I feel that relationship is more like, see, fine, relationship, let's remove that the suffix now. So relationship, let's move the suffix ship. If people are in a ship now and there's not this kind of unity that okay, we are traveling to a designated point, some people are inside the same ship, that kind of okay, some people are in a kind of in the same ship now, they are like one person is cutting axe, the other person is doing mechanic work inside a ship, and the driver wants ready to know that thing, that ship is not going to move forward at all. It go sink. no, that is just the fact. So you guys have to just come together, put them together, okay, babe, what are your standards, what the thing that you will not accept in a relationship, what are your red flags, let me know, so I'll be able to avoid it, right? So, you know, what are your red flags in a relationship? And I feel at that, after knowing that, you should know that, okay, can I still cope with this guy's rule? Can I stick up with this person's principle before going into this relationship, or I can't? So let's just end it at situationship before delving into relationship.
Okay, so I think I like that. Being in a situationship, now you are indirectly saying, because yes, you are indirectly saying when you are in a situationship,
yeah,
you are still like more or less like friends.
Yes.
Not like there's nothing involved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No romantic. No, like, I don't want to be wild.
Right.
I don't want to be wild, actually.
Yeah.
No intimacy with the other party.
Yeah.
Nothing. Everybody is waiting till we actually get into the relationship.
Right.
Okay, I think I'm a get into the marriage before anything kind of person.
Yeah.
I think that's biblical and I'm following Christ. I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
But then as I've said, other people's opinion might be different.
Yeah.
But I think we should follow what God wants. Don't we?
Yeah.
But that's by the way. I don't want to keep you uncomfortable. So now you are in a single situationship.
Yeah, single situationship.
Waiting to take it to
a situationship to relationship. Relationship to probably marriage.
Oh wow.
You know, this thing is kind of hierarchy, right?
Yeah.
Situationship. I'm sorry. Single to situationship,
mm-hmm,
to situationship to relationship to marriage.
Ah, hey, no courtship there.
No.
Ah. Hey, hello listeners. Revert from Caleb. You know, I do tell you guys that every other person's opinion like is so different from yours. In my life, I've never had a single situationship like amazing. And I feel like you're going to be part of all those men that I think I detest. You may be among those kind of guys that I may detest because I don't like somebody that you want to be doing me. I wish this was a video. You want to be doing me A today, tomorrow you do me Z.
No. There's one principle I believe in a relationship. The thing is, when you rush in, you rush out. Mm. I think that is what our Gen Z.
But it should not be too slow.
So. Yeah, it should not be too slow because you kind of like bought the other person.
Yes,
and
say, I mean.
Putting your soul, why are you playing my heart?
Yes, it gets to the point that you feel like, what exactly do you even want?
Yeah.
Even in courtship, when is you've engaged today,
you know,
and
that
then
I've
you are waiting for almost
like,
2 years before you marry.
I had someone say that he dated someone for 12 years.
Yes, actually, yes,
so,
yes.
Like,
I
why?
And
why?
You know, they actually married.
Yeah, they got married though. But it's moving, but that kind of thing they pay though. Like, make all the day our Jersey people.
For 12 years, we are doing my boyfriend, my girl. I'm not going to do that with anybody.
So, but this is like 365 days times 12.
Yes. Like, wow.
Are you kidding?
Wow. You could have given birth and like lost. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I really love you. Thank you so much for coming around,
yeah,
Caleb.
So nice. Thank you. Like,
please change your be a good man. That's
no,
my own.
I'm actually a very kind person. I'm kind of person that really careful. Like I love detail. Being a writer, I love details so right. So we just have to like be very careful about what you're actually going to, right? But you know they use two leg, check water whether it deep.
True,
so that I just
true.
So really nice being here with you. That means so
yeah
nice.
thank you so much for tuning in, guys. We have just tomorrow left for the end of this season. I can't wait.
That means look for a boyfriend.
I can't say no. I'm actually not going to be in a relationship in 400 level. Okay. It's a year of consecration we got, so it's fine. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I love you so much. Have a good night. Rest. Bye.